62-year-old Beaufort resident and unaffiliated voter Christy Euless identifies as a Democrat and works as a facilitator at Carteret Healthcare. He says education is one of the primary issues facing the state today.
Are we going to have a quality school system statewide for our students? Our future rests with our students.
Diola says he thinks the state should pay teachers more and reduce class sizes. He says he also thinks too much emphasis is placed on standardized testing.
Education is not just rote memory in answering multiple choice questions. Education is about critical thinking and being able to make informed and wise decisions in a highly complex world. We focus too much, I think, on standardized tests.
Diola says he's also concerned about the lack of infrastructure to support a growing local population.
I think our infrastructure improvements should parallel the increases in population. That sometimes we are so anxious to provide jobs and places to live and spur economic development that in the long run we don't look at what's needed to support such growth.
Local issues were also on the mind of 41-year-old Beaufort resident Gary Wilson. Wilson, who's employed at a restaurant downtown, says he's unhappy with the town's recent decision to expand metered parking along Front Street near his work.
It's too small for that. I've lived in Wilmington, lived in Raleigh, I've lived in Jacksonville, Florida. I've lived in El Paso, Texas. I've lived in a lot of other cities. And in certain spots, I understand, you know, downtown areas and all that, but this is not that area.
For Wilson, who identifies as libertarian, healthcare is another important issue.
As a 41-year-old male, I can't get any help, you know, with healthcare because I'm single and have no dependents. And yet here I am, you know, post-heart attack, triple bypass, no insurance.
North Carolina is one of 17 states that have not yet expanded Medicaid to residents who would qualify for it under Obamacare. Wilson says he thinks state lawmakers need to make that happen.
I mean, as much as I'm not a socialist, we need more of a socialistic standing or setup in our system. It doesn't mean we have to be socialists. It just means we have to look out for each other a little more when it comes to health care.
65-year-old Moorhead City resident Cheryl Sebring is a registered Democrat. She says she thinks socialism is too often viewed in a negative light.
When you think of socialism in the United States, think of our roads and bridges. Think of our public libraries. Think of the subway system when you are in Washington, D.C. Those are socialist concepts.
For Sebring, the environment is an important issue. She says she's particularly concerned with the health of the ocean.
It is time for us to accept that the ocean can no longer provide for all of our tables. We cannot ask that of the ocean. It is in trouble, it is dying, and we need to look to aquaculture. We need to be growing our oysters on farms. We need to be looking to landowners that can access salt water and bring aquaculture here to the coast.
Carteret County voters' midterm elections ballots will include several contested state and county races, along with six proposed state constitutional amendments. Election day is November 6th. Early voting begins on October 17th. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.